This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line from World Missionary Press. And Helen, the last newsletter that I saw, I think it was December, mentioned a shipment to Nigeria. And now Mission Network News has been covering a lot of stories about the persecution in Nigeria. And I'd like to kind of see how your materials are going to enter into that scenario. But first, let's talk about the shipment. Is this going to go to one partner or several?
This goes to our national coordinator in Lagos. We send, as you've noted here, a 40-foot container with 2,107,000, actually it's got 1,888,000 pieces of literature on it. They need a shipment about every year. We're not quite there yet. We're at about a year and a half or so, but they spread it out throughout the country. It's available for anybody in the country, so it doesn't just service them. Actually, very little of it goes to them. They are just a distribution point. They have set up places like in Port Harcourt and Owerri and a few other places. And in his last, in their last email, he said it's really needed that they get it into more areas. So he gave me three more cities where they want to subdivide this shipment. And he said that these new sites are considered because it'll make the material more accessible, reduce the stress for those who are really compassionate to get the material because of the what it takes to get things throughout the country. They're subdividing it. So it doesn't take long when you divide up that much into six different regions, plus the home base in Lagos, and it just it goes so fast. The shipment we sent is expected to arrive sometime in February. They've got so much backed up orders that I don't know how long it's going to last. We sent it in English, French, Hausa, Igbo, and Yoruba, and the Hausa was their special request for a little bit more Hausa. That's what's used up in the north where there is so much difficulty. And so they have openings, they have opportunities there, and so they've got material or getting material now to push up into that region. There are those from the south and those that are still in the north that are still Christians that are still trying to hold things together up there. It's extremely difficult in the north. We had another distributor, a major distributor, that has worked in that region, and they are working in Nigeria as well. And he sent an email a few months back, and he said it's the church in northern Nigeria is wounded. It's just been so devastated by the attacks of the militants. Killing 2 million homeless, burning churches. They've had to escape to refugee camps or IDP camps within their own country. He said he went to one unofficial camp where 40 unassisted families were living in an abandoned market. 35 of the families were headed by widows whose husbands had been killed. And I'm sure you've read other ministry reports where the widows are such a story coming out of that part of Nigeria. He also talks about Muslim background believers, those that are coming to Christ. He said that I was told by Muslim background believers that there are thousands that are coming to Christ. And the problem is discipleship, with the church being so devastated, losing so many leaders through these murders and through these attacks. Discipleship is an issue for these new Muslim believers, and so when their team, what they want to do is get into their take our material and disciple these people. And so we have not just the scripture booklets, which are, because they're topical and the way they're laid out, they're good teaching material, but we also have some Bible studies in some of these languages. And so this is a real need to get in there. He said Nigeria has 95 unreached tribes of approximately 59 million people. I mean, these numbers are just unbelievable when you think of the scope of what's needed there just in this one country. And Nigeria, of course, is a large and heavily populated country, and so much of it is under Muslim dominance. And he said it's just the opportunities are there. And one of the last things he wrote to me was, the discovery made while I was in Nigeria is that the fruit is plentiful and the workers are few. So they need our literature. Our literature provides not only outreach material, but teaching material, getting material into the hands of the believers in southern as well in northern Nigeria is another sign that the body of Christ worldwide is behind them. In other words, they've not been abandoned because it's difficult. And when we send literature and we give them free literature that they don't have to pay for, they don't have money for anything anyway, so they don't have to pay for it. It's something that they can use. It is reliable because it's just the word. And so it encourages, it supports them. And it's just, anyway, that's how we see the literature being used. And his last email to me, our coordinator said, I also want to tell you that for the next shipment, it needs to be bigger, increase it. This request is because the demand for the material now is really on a very high side, as many new ministries, churches, and organizations are getting to know more about WMP on a daily basis. So the material is being known, it's getting spread out farther, it's being effective, and the opportunities are there, the fruit is there. These new believers need support, so that's our part in the work in Nigeria.
And you answered all of my follow-up questions, so thank you for that. you're getting to be a pro. How do you want our listeners and readers, now that they know all of this information, how do you want them to respond? Like, what can they do?
Well, we always ask for prayer first. And one of the things, and I've said this many times about our shipments, we pray over a container as it is loaded here, and it starts its journey by the highway and then rail and then ship and into the port in Lagos, and then it goes through to these sub-distribution points, and then it goes out, that God would protect his word and that God would use his word. It doesn't do us any good just to print papers and put them on a truck. That's just the beginning. And so we pray over the booklets as they go, that God will prepare hearts, that there will be a harvest of souls, that the word will be effective, the Spirit will have liberty to use the word. We believe that he does and that he will, but we believe that prayer is a big thing in terms of our acknowledgement that the power is in the word and not in our labors or in what we do, than what the Spirit will do through his word. And pray for World Missionary Press. I mean, we have, when I read the reports from our coordinators and from these distributors, that the booklets have helped in a tremendous way, touched so many lives. Now I need more. The booklet, thank you for the material. It's been very helpful. We're going to use a lot. We need more. Every one of these reports ends with, please, I need more. They've been very helpful. They're wonderful and inspiring. People are coming to Christ. Please, I need more. And, you know, I read these things every day from all over the world, but particularly from places where we know that it's difficult and hazardous, and there must be great courage and faith to do the work. And so we want to come alongside and support. And so we ask for prayer that God would give us the resources to do this, that he would help us to be wise and provide just what they need, the languages they need, the quantities they need to keep them supplied. I know that this shipment is not going to last very long, and I'm going to need to get another shipment going pretty soon. And so we need to be able to keep these people supplied, to keep the passion up, to keep the enthusiasm there, continue to give them the sense of support that this is just not a one-time thing, but that they will continually have this material to share. So we need that prayer. And then people can contribute. You know, we're a ministry. We don't charge anything. We operate on donations. And as people feel led, you know, and they can designate their donation for the work in Nigeria if they want, or just for wherever needed most. But In order to do the work, we have to buy paper, we have to buy ink, we have to pay for container shipments. Everything has a cost. This is a business as well. And so we rely on the Lord to supply through his people whose hearts are touched to share in the burden that we have to give out the word.
Amen. And we will connect people with the links that they need to do that online for the giving part. That wraps up my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
No, just that it is extremely problematic in Nigeria. The church there, as Ken said, is wounded, particularly in the north. And these Nigerian people, the people come to their door and they open the door and they'll say, "Are you a Christian or will you deny Christ?" And if they refuse, they pay with their life. And I think we need to be constantly aware that that is going on in our day and age, and that we must support these people, particularly in prayer, that God would give them strength, give them a boldness, but give them peace. And then these widows that are continuing on the work, and it's just it's a story that must be told, and we must keep in our minds, because it's easy for us to read it, feel badly, and go on to the next thing. And I think we need to make sure our hearts are touched and are sensitive to this continuing need. And it's not just in Nigeria, but particularly right now in Nigeria. The church is paying the price there.